This portion of the WEOL Spotlight on Grafton is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater in downtown Lorraine. For upcoming events, click lorainepalace.com. Craig, I did just that. They're in the middle of March movie madness. Mm. We've got Scott Muska on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Grafton.
We are enjoying our time here. So you've got a lot of movies on the screen over at the Palace these days.
We did. It's March movie madness. We open up with Cinderella this weekend. And we'll have Cinderella through Easter, so Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., and we're doing that kind of in conjunction with Eggland, so you can bring the kids downtown on Saturdays to see the Easter Bunny. And, of course, you know that we have the old Pharaoh's store right there on Broadway as well, so kind of a little Easter thing going on there on Broadway.
Oh, I love those Pharaoh's chocolate eggs. They've got like a nougat nut one that's really good. I love those.
Oh, yeah. So a lot happening on Broadway right now. We've got the movie madness going on, and you know, I'm sure everybody has seen the upcoming Rockin' on the River coming to town, and you know, then we have Ralphie May, the comedian, coming up on May 2nd. That's our next big show. And you know, just getting ready for spring to spring. And once May starts, then we really get busy. A lot of graduations and spring music, school shows, and a lot of rentals. A lot of people come in and use our theater in May. So
gives you a time to for the community to come in, as you say, because that's one thing about the Lorraine Palace. Not only do you have the movies and the theater-type performances, but also the community gets to use that beautiful facility for their programs and make some of those younger kids feel like stars.
Absolutely.
Treading on the same boards.
Right.
Yeah, you've had that too. And speaking of that, you know, you previously your movies were doing some of the Academy Award-winning type movies that were you were showing. Now you've got Cinderella. Have you had a chance to screen this new version of Cinderella? How many times can we tell this story, Scott?
I haven't been able to screen this one, but you know, I'm going to put it out there and hope that it's better than the rest.
Well,
we've seen Cinderella a million times, probably.
Yeah, and you know, you may even have some young princesses come see the film.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With their crowns and slippers.
Yep, absolutely.
Scott, tell us a little bit about Ralphie May. He's been on stage for a while now, hasn't he?
He was. Ralphie May was part of the last Comic Standing series, probably six or seven years ago. Still does a worldwide tour. And likes playing some of these smaller venues like this. So we had hoped to have John Panetta this year, but John passed away. And so we've got Ralphie May. And he'll be on stage at 8 o'clock on May 2nd. Tickets are on sale now, LorrainePalace.com, or you can call our box office, 245-2323. And he's our next major act, so...
Well, Ralphie May starts off May. That's how I'm remembering that he's coming to the Palace.
That's right. And
you mentioned how some of the things are picking up with Lorraine, a lot of the activities going on. What kind of things? Can you give us any preview of what you might have planned for this summer or things you might be looking at or some of the standard things that you usually have coming back?
Well, we do. You know, we're host to the Lorraine International Festival event. So the third week in June, we will have the cultural night event. We will have the Princess Pageant, which are traditional things in our building. Javon Terrace, who is a fashion designer from downtown Lorraine, he will do his annual fashion show in our building in June. We do, of course, Clearviews and Brookside's graduations, Lorraine County JVS graduation, senior day. We have a group that comes in out of Norwalk area, the Broadway Performing Arts Center, and they do their annual show in our building. That'll be in May. Amherst and Brookside, their choirs and bands, they do all of their end-of-year shows, so we'll be hosting them in May. Boys and Girls Club does the events. So, I mean, we're pretty well packed, and then we'll kick off summer theater, so our youth theater will kick off June 13th, and we'll be in the building for 6 weeks as well. So We're just getting ready to pick a show and get the auditions out for that. So that'll be coming up. I think you guys were in our building last year when we were doing Sound of Music.
Yes, and I have yet continued to see Sound of Music because this year obviously was the 50th anniversary.
Right.
So it always reminds me of that time when they came and did the Do Re Mi for us in the lobby. That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed our time out there. But lots happening at the Lorraine Palace Theater. Again, when does Cinderella open up on your screen?
Friday night, 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, 7, Sunday at 4 for the next 2 weekends, right through Easter.
Yes, and great value prices and the best concession stand around.
You got it. Family of four can still come to the movie with popcorn, pop, and candy for just about $30.
Scott Muska with the Lorraine Palace Theater. Again, lorrainepalace.com, the place to find out all the details. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great one. Happy spring.